Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor in for Rebecca Corral, and here's what's happening. The homeless say they need more bathrooms to be opened up so they can stay clean and safe from COVID-19. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, most public restrooms have been closed during the shelter-in-place.
Glenda Morgan lives by what used to be Camp Hope in San Jose, the city's first sanctioned homeless encampment. She says finding a bathroom to stay clean is more of a challenge than ever right now.
We got one porta potty, and they're closing the restrooms and stuff, and We don't have access to running water.
All but three bathrooms in city parks have been closed to keep people from spreading the coronavirus. But homeless advocate Sean Cartwright tells KCBS it's in the interest of public health to give unhoused people places where they can stay clean.
It sounds gross, but if you have these bathrooms closed and somebody has COVID-19, and they're stuck with diarrhea, like, where are they going? And do you want COVID-19 diarrhea, like, all over the city?
The city has said it's doing the best it can to help the homeless during the shelter in place. Santa Clara County says it's housed every homeless person who has tested positive for COVID-19 so they can self-isolate. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Caltrans is allowing food trucks to temporarily operate in 86 state rest areas. This so they can provide food for truck drivers and motorists during the COVID-19 health emergency. Governor Newsom has signed an executive order that suspends restrictions on selling commercial food at rest stops. Food truck operators will be able to apply for a temporary permit to operate at one or more of the state's rest areas. Operators must specify the rest areas for which they're applying, and the permits will then be valid through June 15th. San Francisco police are already out at Golden Gate Park. They've been rousting anybody who thought they might be celebrating today's 420 day on Hippie Hill. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, authorities say you should respect the shelter-in-place order and just get high at home.
Talk about nipping it in the bud. San Francisco officials warned last week that the unofficial holiday would not be taking place in Golden Gate Park. The roadblocks are up and police are already making the rounds. 420 Day attracts 10 to 20,000 smokers and snackers to Hippie Hill, but this year dispensaries are encouraging Zoom meetings and home deliveries. One of those, Eco Cannabis in Oakland, is launching delivery service this week. Owner Kevin Ahasey has seen his sales jump 25% since the shelter in place began. 15% are new customers. He says self-isolation has been a good way to promote responsible use. People aren't out, they're not driving, but the federal government's position could make it a tough time for smaller ancillary businesses like makers of edibles or vapor products.
We're in an interesting spot right now where we're deemed an essential business, but we don't have banking and we're not able to apply for stimulus. And so, luckily I'm in a position with our retail location where sales have actually increased during this time. However, other parts of the cannabis industry are getting hit hard by this, and they certainly could use that stimulus package, and they're not going to have that opportunity. So I think we're going to have a lot of companies struggling over the next few months.
But being deemed an essential business ups the arguments for federal legalization. And as we restart the economy, cannabis CEOs say governments will be looking for a way to generate tax revenue, and where better than one of the few growth sectors left. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Police shot and killed a man swinging a baseball bat inside a San Leandro Walmart. This happened over the weekend, but now, as KCBS's Carrie Hudasek tells us, an anti-police terror group is now calling that an execution. Carrie?
Yes, Susan, people in the community are outraged by the killing of 33-year-old Stephen Taylor. He was shot and killed by police inside that San Leandro Walmart Saturday afternoon. A video posted on social media shows the man holding a baseball bat. Police Lieutenant Ted Henderson says Taylor was tased, and when he couldn't comply to put the bat down, he was tased again and then shot once in the torso. Those with the Anti-Police Terror Project are now claiming Taylor was fatally shot because he was a black man and potentially had mental health problems. Now, police say he was shot because he was a threat to their officers. They believe Taylor obtained the bat from inside the Walmart, but the motive is still unclear. James Birch with the project says they now want police to be held accountable for their actions, and he tells me if there weren't a global pandemic right now, they would be outside marching on the streets to demand justice for the Taylor family. Meanwhile, that family has retained a federal civil rights attorney claiming the shooting was unlawful. Now, the officer who shot Taylor has been put on administrative leave, and the Walmart has since reopened. Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
We've been telling you how difficult it is to find baking products, including flour and eggs, sugar and yeast. Well, KCBS reporter Tim Ryan tells us where you look is becoming key.
Claudette Norman and her husband stopped in the Saltbox restaurant in San Carlos for lunch, and she was thrilled to also walk away with a dozen eggs. Bakeries are also doing their part. Mr. Holmes Bakehouse in San Francisco is supplying home bakers as best it can, says owner Aaron Cadell.
The stuff that we've got that we typically keep on stock, whether it's butter, flour, sugar, things like that, some basic needs for people that are baking at home.
Manager Jason Amana at Bianchini's Market in Portola Valley tells people who see the baking shelves empty to ask at the delicatessen.
It's not exactly the way people were used to buying it. You're not going to buy a 4-pound bag of, gold medal flour, but you are going to get a quart container from our deli that's filled with flour.
A lot of these bulk items were originally destined for restaurants and institutional customers. As you know, there's not a lot of cooking going on there. Tim Ryan, KCBS.
The Monterey County District Attorney's Office is receiving complaints about owners of short-term rental facilities who may be advertising those units and encouraging non-essential travel. That's in violation of the county's shelter-in-place order. Prosecutors say the use of short-term lodging facilities, including everything from short-term rentals, hotels, inns, for vacation purposes while the shelter-in-place order's in effect, is not permitted. Advertising rentals for uses not allowed by the order or encouraging travel in violation of the order is also against the law.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.